Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm the music major.
Glory to God. In the middle of it. Hallelujah to God. You ought to praise him anyway. That's right. Right in the middle of it. Glory be to God. If you're sick, you should praise him. If you're hurt, you should praise him. If you're down, you should praise him. You got to praise him anyway. Amen. Because he's worthy to be praised. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening tonight. This is Bishop Thurman A. Butler of Under Spirit of Truth Ministries tonight. To God be the glory. Thanking all of you MCI Blog Talk listeners on the line tonight. To all the champions, ambassadors of Christ, we greet you in the name of the precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I tell you what a mighty God we serve. I tell you, to God be the glory. Each time I hear Isaac Carey reminding you that there's not a situation that you can go through where you shouldn't give God the praise. Amen, amen, and amen again. Amen. Before we get started tonight, I just want to encourage you to continue to come on each night. If you're working, you get home, turn on Blog Talk Radio while you're relaxing and tuck in for the night and hear an awesome word. Tomorrow night, my awesome wife, amen, will have you with the weekly word workout with Lady T. Amen, amen. And then we go on Thursday night and Friday, you'll be with the Apostle Callum McNeil. Amen. Right into Sunday morning. Amen. You don't have a place to worship. I invite you to come to Mount Carmel International Sunday morning and worship with us. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. Amen, 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 and amen. I tell you, I have a task tonight. God has placed in my spirit a topic. Not a word, but a topic. And it's going to be a tough task tonight. Because I am going to share with us tonight and call to our remembrance some women of the Bible. You and I know that the church is 70%, if not 80%, filled with women. Amen. So you won't get much teaching, especially not coming from a male. Amen. Because it would seem as though it's a biased position. But I tell you, if the Lord told me to preach on the men of the Bible, I would do the same. Because if it's in the Word, it is undisputed. So it's not a specific area of women in the Bible that I want to talk about. I just want us to call to remember that there are different women in the Bible. Amen. We thank God for the woman. The woman is the bearer, the producer. Well, the bearer, not the producer. I can't use that word. The men are the producers, but the women bear the seed, carry the precious gift that the Lord would allow to come into the earth. We're reminded of the main woman of the Bible, where the Bible declares her name should be honored for the lifetime, and it will be the Virgin Mary. Amen. He said, blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Women have always played a great part in the Bible. It's not always a negative part. Sometimes they have played very important roles in carrying salvation. A lot of people say women are not supposed to preach. To God be the glory. They say, oh, you're in error. Women are not called to preach the gospel. And I tell them in a position like that, men are no more called to preach the gospel, then women are called. Because we are not supposed to be preaching the gospel. The Holy Ghost, come on somebody, is supposed to be preaching the gospel. So you women to know that I'm not against you. I'm on your side tonight. I'm on your side. It's tough. I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to kick in higher so I can deliver what's in my spirit. But the next time somebody tell you you're not supposed to preach because you're a woman, you tell them, don't listen to the woman. Listen to the man inside of the woman. Amen? See, so it's not the woman teaching or preaching, laying hands, performing miracles and prophesying. It's the man inside of her, the Holy Ghost. Amen? To God be the glory. So what am I saying? Glory be to God. What I'm saying is that the women play different roles. You have women in the Bible like Eve. A lot of people give, oh my God, they give her a bad position or legacy because of her interaction with Satan in the garden. Rightfully so. For she was in cahoots first and brought it to Adam. A lot of people will not preach from this position or from this standpoint, but if you read the Word of God, amen. When he began to give out punishment in the Garden of Eden, Satan received physical punishment. He said, from the dust of the ground, you shall eat the days of your life. Satan received physical punishment. Eve received physical punishment. Childbearing. The lady's time that comes each month. She received physical punishment. But even more than that, at that point, if you read the word of God, God placed Adam over the woman. He was not over her prior to that. You hear a lot of preachers say, oh, well, he should have been taken care of. He should have known where he was at. He copped out. He blamed her. But no, she was a help meet. That means she was equal with her husband. She wasn't behind him. He wasn't over her. But the Bible declares it was not Adam that was deceived, but the woman. It was not man. They didn't say Adam, they say man. The man was not deceived, but the woman. And at that point, God made a difference. Now the head of Christ is God. The head of every man is Christ. The head of the woman is the man. I'm not going there tonight. I'm just giving some background so that you know the different positions and the different areas that women represents in the Bible. Controlling women like Jezebel. She had a husband, a man who was a king, and she usurped authority over him. And it threw things out of rhythm. Hey man, I don't know. I took on this task. Y'all got to pray with me tonight. Glory be to God. This is a tough task. So maybe I'll just go from this area. Because there were evil women in the Bible. We're not gonna magnify them. But I would not feel I've given you justice without giving you both sides. You know, the Bible declares that there in Proverbs 27 that an evil woman is like a rainy day. A rainy day is the same as a contentious woman. And you know, a rainy day is just gloomy. It's just a sad time. Glory be to God. They used to say little things like, rain, go away. This is not going to be all anointed. This is informative, y'all. This is anointed, but it's not going to be exuberant. But it's informative. And the Bible declares that in Proverbs 27 and 15 that a contentious woman, just like a rainy day. Contentious means one that's playing tug of war in the spirit with her man. One that's pulling as much as she's being pulled. That's contention. There's a war on the inside. Oh, why? I'm going to make it a little more plain. It's just like a rainy day. You'd much rather be out in the sunshine. Amen, somebody. I'm trying to take my time. Proverbs 21 and 19 declares that it's better to dwell in the wilderness than to dwell with an angry woman. Come on, women, just hanging in with me a little longer. It's going to get better. We're going to talk about the good women. I just want to lay this other side very quick. Because women play a great part. You play a part in the home, glory be to God. You play a part in the community. You play a part in the children. How about you play a part in the church? How about I see ya? And what has happened is we have not ministered to the women in the fullness of the areas that we should. Well, the men will get there in time, I'm sure. But do you know a sanctified woman? Mahababasa. Sanctified a husband? Just like a sanctified husband can sanctify the wife. But in 2021, you're going to find more women in church and not the men. So therefore, God wants to minister to the woman and let her know the importance of her role. The importance of her role in her home, the importance of her role in the church, the importance in her children's life. The Bible declares in Titus that they be good women, chaste, keepers of home, teaching the younger women how to obey their husbands. I mean, how to love their husbands. Glory be to God. And honor them. God has placed so much responsibility on the women. And I want to let you know, glory be to God, that there were good women, strong women, precious women in the Bible. You know, there's different titles to describe the women of the Bible. They have women in subjection. It tells us about praying women. It tells us about wise women. It talks about women who fear the Lord. There's so many names, areas that the Bible covers concerning women. The Bible talks about the price of a woman. The Bible declared that they are more precious than rubies. We're going there. But more than that, the Bible tells us that the woman, hallelujah, is of a great price. They said, the Bible declared that they're more precious than anything that can be desired. Now, I'm talking to what few men may come across this message. The woman is more precious, huh, than anything you can desire. They're more precious than gold, more precious than silver. They're more precious, glory be to God, than fame and fortune. They're more precious, come on somebody, than your new ride that you're driving, your whip. More precious, glory be to God, than your swag you spent so much time to build. The woman is a great price in the sight of God. There's a scripture in 1 Peter that talks about if their husband is not operating according to the word, that they still can be run. Come on, somebody, without the word. Meaning that, glory be to God, you don't have to say nothing. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us that if you would only let them see your chaste conversation, let them see, glory to God, you in subjection. Let them see the beauty. Come on, somebody, that you behold. Can we go there for a second? I'm just going by the Spirit of God. I know where I had to go. But now I'm just being led by the Spirit and going there. Amen. Turn with me, glory be to God, if you will. Glory be to God. 1 Peter chapter 3. Watch what it says. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husband. Be in subjection to his vision. Be in subjection to what you are building with him. But if any obey not the word, they may also, without the word, be won. Meaning, you don't have to preach to your husband. I'm just trying to encourage us tonight. You don't have to try to tell your husband he ain't seeing things right. He ain't doing things right. Glory be to God. All you got to do is maintain your position. And I got some women saying amen right now. And anyways, they said he can be won without the word. How could that be? If the Bible declares by the conversation of the wife. If I can just encourage somebody tonight, you got to pray. How about seeing? You have to pray. You have to be led by the Holy Ghost so he can tell you what to speak and when to speak it. A lot of times things are not getting better because you don't know what to say and when to say it. Oh, some women are going to be mad at me tonight. But some of you just don't know when to open your mouth. and when to humble yourself in subjection. It's not always if you're right. Sometimes we have to take the wrong for the right for the sake of the kingdom. Some women just declare, I'm going to let you know how I feel. And when they do, sometimes we can get in God's way. Watch what it says, woman of God. They can be won by your conversation. Why? What your conversation is. While they behold your chaste conversation. Do you know that word chaste means bridled? I just want to encourage you today, woman of God. You have so much power if you bridle your conversation. If you don't let your conversation run wild. You don't let your mouth just run wild. If you don't pray, hallelujah, and speak by the Spirit. But if you speak by it, you have a chaste conversation. And a chaste conversation, it does work. Can I show you the work that it does? Let me show you the work that it does. I'm trying to get to my teaching verse tonight. Y'all know we're going to Proverbs 31. I'm just not taking my time getting there. But a chaste conversation, habasie, will do more than you could ever do. Because a chaste conversation, coupled with fear or reverence is him being your husband. Between the two, you have God working on your side. I hope you're writing these scriptures down. Go back and read them. 1 Peter chapter 3. While they behold your chaste conversation with fear. Whose adorning, let it be not of that of the outward adorning, of plaiting of hair, or wearing of gold, or putting on a pearl. You can't try to appease him by thinking it's your looks. You want to appease him by changing your looks, changing your hairstyle, changing your clothes, making him jealous. Come on. Making him lust after you or not, because that's not your problem. Your problem is not that he's looking at other women. Oh, I know I'm in trouble tonight. Your problem is not that he wants somebody else. Your problem is not how much weight you lost or gained. That's not your problem. You got to look and see, is the problem your conversation? You don't understand nothing he's saying. God Almighty, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. I'm going to need the Spirit to kick in higher. Hear me. He said, the Bible declares, let it be the hidden man of the heart. No matter what you're going through with him, it doesn't matter if he's not in church, if he's not obeying the word. Don't you listen to nobody that tell you, don't cook for him. Oh, that's the outward adorning. Don't do that for him. Okay? Don't have to excuse me here, and this is an adult, mostly on a nine. Don't withhold your body from him to manipulate him. You can't use those tools and think you're going to fix something. Hallelujah. You're not going to fix. That's the wrong conversation. Amen, somebody. But if you let him see, Yababasia, that hidden heart, that hidden man of the heart, let him see your beauty in your heart. Let him see your passion in your heart. Let him see your humility in your heart. Let him see your willingness to be led in your heart. Let him see, glory be to God, the softness, feminist side of your heart. Not the toe-to-toe, eye-to-eye, word-to-word. You're not going to win it like that, woman of God. It's not going to correct anything. But verse 1 said, he can be won. You can win him over. Glory be to God. You can't. even have the control that a man freely gives. You may not have recognized, but a woman is always in authority. You know the saying, happy wife, happy life. If the woman in the house is not happy, the whole house is in an uproar. Men could be happy all day long and lose it when they hit the home where their wife is. It ought not be. Woman of God, it ought not be. No matter what you think he was doing out there, no matter how long he spun out there, no matter how you felt when he left and now that he's back, you have to use the right tools. I'm just ministering because this is what the Lord had for me. Glory be to God. I'm not a male chauvinistic. But this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, if you let them see the hidden man of the heart, watch. And that, verse 4, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible. Even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. I would be remiss not to tell you, and in a lot of cases, that's a hard task. It's a very hard task when they don't see that hidden man. That's why I said, let them see it. Evidently, sometimes a man don't see the meek and quiet spirit. They don't see the hidden men of the heart. Maybe somewhere along the line, you stood up and stood your ground. Oh, glory to God. And it hid your heart. It hid your meekness. But the Bible declares, if you would just only let them see your meek and quiet spirit, you're putting money in the bank. For the next portion of that verse says, which is in the sight of God, habasia, in the sight of God, a great price. What God is trying to tell the woman, when your husband don't see you, I see you. When your husband don't understand you, I understand you. When your husband has not lined up to the sacrifice that you're making, God is saying, you're sowing into me. And in my sight, it's a great price. God is saying, I owe you, lady. Woman, I owe you for holding your peace. Tabasa, I owe you for still doing the things that a woman do, holding the house together, holding the family together. Y'all don't hear me yet. Good God Almighty. He says, but I owe you in the sight of God. It's a great price. So I want to encourage you tonight. Stop sowing into your strength. Stop sowing into what you think is the answer. And sow into God. God says if you would just let him be one without the word, if you would let him see your meek and quiet spirit, how about I see ya? Amen. I'm going on about the women in the Bible, so many. But tonight, I want to cover an area of the wife, of the woman, which is the wife. Most women get married. And do you know getting married makes you a wife? Again, I heard a minister speaking not long ago. You have to be a wife far before the marriage. You can't wait for the marriage to become a wife. You have to be a wife far before the marriage. And I didn't get this revelation on my own. Now, and I'm not ashamed to say I heard that a minister come from this position, which was awesome. Because the Bible declares, he that findeth a wife, he that findeth a wife, not a woman, because you can find a woman that's so far from a wife. And there are different type of wives in the Bible. The Bible declares that it's better to dwell in the corner of a rooftop than in a house with a wife that's a brawler, that's a fighter. So a wife, all wives are not the same. I want to encourage somebody tonight, if you're looking to be a wife, Hababasia, then you have to begin to seek God on how to be one. You can't be a wife and then think you're going to become one. You can't get married and say, oh, well, I'm going to become a wife. I'm married now, Daddy. It don't happen like that. You have to know in your heart that you're, you got to release it, virtuous. That you have standards. That you have morals. That you're ready to habasiyah, commit yourself to. Hallelujah. In the sight of God and your husband. Because you are the glue to the blessing. You are the focus. Hallelujah. That the man, the compass that the man uses to thrust him forward. Or you can be the very thing that holds him backwards. Am I saying you're accountable for his decisions? No, I'm not. What I'm saying, woman of God, tonight, you can affect your home. You can affect, hallelujah, your marriage. You can affect, come on somebody, your community. You can affect your church if you choose. Pay yourself. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing. He findeth a good thing. He findeth a good thing. She will do him good. We ready to go there. She'll do him good all his life. Well, he's weak. She'll still do him good. He's not delivered. She'll still do him good. He's not saved. She'll still do him good. Because he's already a wife. He's already a good thing. He may not know it yet, woman of God. He may not understand it yet, woman of God. He may not have the revelation yet, woman of God, but you are already a good thing. So when he finds you, wife, he found a good thing. And he obtained favor in the sight of God. So what am I saying, and where are we going tonight? To all the men that may be listening, I know you're hunting. I know you're looking. I know you're desiring. I know you're wanting. What are we wanting? You're wanting your wife, a woman. But I want to declare unto you, a man ain't just looking for any woman. That's why I talked about the evil women of the Bible. There are aged women in the Bible. There are brawling women in the Bible. There are very bad women in the Bible. Adulterous women in the Bible. Also, virtuous women in the Bible. And in Proverbs 31 and verse 10, there's a question asked. Who can find, that means, glory be to God, people are looking, hallelujah. That means what they're ready to talk about is not easy to find. You see women, men, we see women every day. You work with women, you deal with women, you, glory be to God, you walk past women. But the axe is, who can find a Pacific woman? I want to encourage you, women of God, you are at the place to receive everything you need to be a virtuous woman. If you're saved, you're sanctified, you're consecrated, you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're in the church, it should be running over with virtuous women. The church should be filled with virtuous women. But evidently, even in the body of Christ, there's a problem finding one. The Bible declares, who can find a virtuous woman? That means you don't just trip over them. For her price is far above rubies. She know her worth. I want to let you know your worth tonight, woman of God. I want to let you understand, glory be to God, that God knows your worth. Don't you settle for somebody that don't even recognize they found virtue. They found the virtuous woman. And yet, can't see the price of what they have. This is far before the wedding. You're ready to get married? Make sure he see the price. Make sure he's ready to pay the price. And make sure you are that price. Because it's far above rubies. You will know it because the heart of her husband cannot remain the same. The heart of her husband cannot continue to stray. The heart of her husband comes in subjection to the vision. It comes in subjection to the home. It comes in subjection to the emotions. Not because of who he is, but because of who she is. Catch the revelation. I told you I'm going to lose some listeners tonight. Are you trying to blame it all on us? No, glory be to God. The word is telling you. I don't care the trend. I don't care how the world is going. I'm talking about what the word of God is saying. If you are a virtuous woman, it will change your husband's heart. It will touch his heart. And it will make his heart feel safe. He could be dead wrong in his mind, but his heart feels safe. Because of the virtue that you, the standards, the meek and quiet spirit that you operate from, the leading of the Holy Spirit inside of you, makes his heart, Arabasha, stand still. Verse 11 says, the heart of a husband doeth safely trust in her. I don't know where to go from here. If his heart don't trust, maybe it's something you said to him. Maybe you made him feel a certain way. Maybe it's the way you adorn yourself. Maybe it's the way you change your hair. Things you do. Who knows what it may be? But if you will let the virtue come in, you'll win his heart. His heart safely trusts in her. So that he shall have no need of spoil. With a little time I got left, can I tell you what that means? What spoil means? That means he don't need nothing. See, back in the Bible days, when you went to war, Havasie, when you dealt in the marketplace, you had to go out and you had to conquer. Men are conquerors. And it's something in every man, he wants to conquer. And when you are a conqueror, you receive spoils. So in 2021, a man conquering is him that can go out and get that money and bring it home. That man that can go out, hallelujah, and get respect that spoils. See, but when, let me just go ahead and put it in. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, he can get outside relationships. Because in the Bible days, I'm not okaying that. I'm going to clean that up. But in the Bible days, you not only get the weapons and the gold and the silver, you took the women. That spoils. And I'm not saying it's right to do that. But when his heart is twisting, he have no need for none of that. He have no need to hang out. He has no need, come on, somebody hear me, to try to build his reputation. He has no need to try to accomplish beyond his means because he know that his virtuous woman is satisfied just with who he is and what he has. He don't have to compete with other men. He have no need of spoil. He don't have to go to war with the world because he has a virtuous woman. That's the only thing on her heart is their home, their house. He has no need of spoil. Anything lacking, she's willing to jump in there. The Bible says she will do him good. Uh-huh. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Meaning that once the commitment is made, that's all that matters. She know it's a team from there on. She know that good will produce good. She knows, glory be to God, that if she has to help in any area that she can, she will. Because she want to do good and not evil all the days of her life. She's not thinking about switching teams. She's not lusting after what her friend family got. What this person can give her, and what that person can give her, and you're not giving me enough. And I thought you were going to give me a better life. No, no, no. That's spoil. When a man has a woman that his heart safely trusts in, he has no need. She will do him good and not evil all the days of his life. Know why? She'll whatever needs to be done. If there's something lacking, she'll seek wool and flax and work willingly with her hands. 14, she is like a merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She'll go to any length she has to without losing her virtuousness to complete the family. The Bible declares that she rises also while it's yet night and give meat to her household, portion to her maidens, whoever she can bless. Why it's late at night? She rises up and gives meat to her household. Ah, come on, somebody. That's right, down south. I'm sorry, I'm going to say down south. That's the only place I remember it. Wake up early in the morning, glory be to God, and the breakfast is bigger than some people's dinner. You got sausages, you got gravy, you got grits, you got biscuits, you got, come on, somebody. Got up early, while it was late night, she rose up to give her house meat. I ain't going to say that. I'm going to get in trouble if I say that. Now somebody ain't going to understand that. It's a joke if I say that. But she rise up while it's late. Look, people of God. Oh, glory be to God. While it is yet night, she give me, she don't get it. I'm leaving it alone. To her house, to her maidens, anybody else she can bless. I'm really hoping that y'all missed that, because I'm not going to elaborate. To God be the glory. She considers her field and buy it with the fruit of her hands. She planted a vineyard She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. You know what that's saying? That's saying what we just said. It takes strength to swallow your pride. It takes strength, glory be to God, to hold your peace. It takes strength, woman of God, to pray and pray and believe God to things change. Oh, it takes strength, and you got to get it down in your loins. You got to get it deep in your spirit. That I don't care, I'm going to be virtuous. I'm going to talk, glory be to God, with a chaste conversation. I'm going to hold my peace. I'm going to believe God that things change. It takes strength. But she perceived that her merchandise is good. Do y'all hear me? She perceived her merchandise is good. Mm-hmm. She know her merchandise is good. Somebody got it. And she perceived that. You can't tell her it ain't. Her words are good. Her mind is good. Her looks is good. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Her merchandise is good. The problem with this might be that your merchandise ain't good no more. Abasate. But you can believe God if you get the character of the woman of God. It renews and restores the merchandise. Y'all ain't talking back yet. I don't want to hear the response right now. She perceives that her merchandise is good. And her candle goes not out by night. When you don't believe your merchandise is full of spice, then you want the candle out every night. And your husband is saying, let the candle burn. Your husband is saying, let it burn. Let it burn. Let it burn. And you want the candle to go out every night. Because you don't perceive he liked the merchandise. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know I'm in trouble. But if you perceive that your merchandise is good, you'll want that candle burning. You don't want that candle going out every night. She lays her hand to the spindle. And her husband, I mean her hands, hold the staff. She stretched out her hand to the poor. And she reaches forth her hand to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. If you're blessed, you're blessed. The blessings don't come and go. The blessings last throughout all the whole year. You stop having seasonal blessings. Good God Almighty. You start having blessings now and then. But your blessings begin to last year round because she's praying. She's sowing. She's stretching forth her hand to hear the Holy Ghost and carry it out. And even in the winter when it's cold, glory be to God, her household is blessed. Because we're clothed with scarlet. That's royalty. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is like silk and purple. That means glory be to God, prosperity. God owes her for holding her family together. I mean, woman of God, if I could just encourage you to let you understand, it may not be nothing you're doing, but if you're not holding that family together, you'll watch it fall apart. And there's too many families in the church falling apart. Too many families that's not receiving all that God has for them. Is it the woman's fault? No, I'm not saying it's her fault. But I'm saying, woman of God, you have the virtue to fix it. Habasiah, do you have the character to fix it? Do you have the willingness to fix it? Or are you just as strong in your position as the strength of your husband's arm? You have to. You have to give God all the glory. And you have to trust God when you have no reason to trust him. You have to trust God when you don't see anything there to trust. Watch what the Word of God says as we close. Her husband is known in the gates when he sit amongst the elders of the land. Do you know? Oh, glory to God. How you build your home affects your husband and his, I know, esteem, I'm going to say it, his character, dreams, his level, his ability to stick out his chest, hold his head up high, stick out his chest, and walk with pride and dignity. But do you know you can take it as well? The Bible says he's known in the gate when he sits among the elders. What that means is, glory be to God, you can affect his reputation. How about CA? Or you can take it away from him. If every time he hit the gates, he hit the streets, his clothes is dirty. You know men don't can't do as good a job as a woman. Come on. This ain't right. That ain't right. Well, you know we sloppy sometimes, throw our clothes all over the place. How about, but a virtuous woman, not that day, he's not using you, pray about it, he'll stop. God will tell you when to speak and change it. But if you don't handle that thing right, that thing will follow him in the gates of the city. You can have his shirts pressed and starched, and when he step out, people say, oh, his woman got him looking good. He ain't going to get this. Listen, they know it ain't him. They're going to say, listen, she keep that man looking good. But some of you feel like you're a slave if you do it. No, you're not a slave tonight. You're a virtuous woman. And you cause your husband's name to be praised in the gate. Or you can cause his name to be a joke. You can have people saying things that they know about his home, about his family, about his wife, and make him shame to go out in the gates amongst the elders. So tonight, in my closing, who can find a virtuous woman? I want to let you know tonight, woman of God, you're loved, you're appreciated. Your price is far above rubies. I'm so grateful I found my virtuous woman. So I'm asking you, has someone found you? Are you in a place where God can bring your Boaz and he can get the virtue that's in you? Habasiye, to God be the glory. Your price is far above rubies. And the blessing that you bring to his life, it's more worth anything that can be imagined. Hey, man, God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. I wanted to go through the whole chapter. If you get an opportunity, continue to let the Lord minister to you on the remaining verses of that chapter. And understand, you're a great price in the sight of God, woman. Come on and hold us together. Hold us down. Don't give up. Don't let go. God is able. Amen. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries. To God be the glory. I want you to visit us, 1921 Darby Town Road in Ranco, Virginia. Amen. Send an email. Send a friend request, Bishop Thurman Butler. Amen. On your Facebook. Find a way to connect. But more than anything, stay in the Word. Because if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. God bless you. Have a blessed night. Look forward to you tomorrow evening. And let's just enjoy God in Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory. Have a good night.